It's Michelle Serino here for HockeyProspect.com. I'm joined now by Greg Betzold of the Peterborough Petes. Greg, thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, no problem.
So we'll start first things first. You played for St. Mary's last season. You got to play with a guy named Nathan MacKinnon. He's gotten a lot of accolades so far this year. What was that like playing with such big names and knowing the kind of history that the school has in producing big name hockey players?
It was something special for me as a player going there and knowing the history of all the, you know, Sidney Crosby and Zach Parise. You hear about it all the time, and you just go into the rink wanting to be a better hockey player, and playing with MacKinnon, you know, you watch the little stuff he does on and off the ice, and you try to take piece of his game or his, like, attitude and use it as yours because he's such a good player, and, it helped a lot.
Yeah. Anything in particular that maybe you could mention that, you know, was really key in helping you, especially adjusting to the OHL?
Definitely the speed, and you got to play with confidence and work your hardest every shift and take the game shift by shift. You can't get down or too high. You got to stay consistent, and that helps out a lot.
Yeah. Anything in particular about the OHL besides the speed that when you came into the league this year, you were, like, just blown away, and it took you a while to really get your feet wet?
Yeah. Everyone, they're hard on the puck, and everyone's strong, and you can't just out-muscle guys. You have to really play with everything you got, and the goalies are really good, and you really got to bear down every chance you got, and you just got to put them in the net.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people may not know this, but you're from Maryland, so it's quite the distance for you to be playing for the Peterborough Petes. What's that like being so far away from home compared to everybody else on the team?
I'm used to it now after going to Shaq for a few years, but, you know, you miss your family and all your friends back home, but when you're here, it's all hockey for me, nothing else to worry about, and that helps, I guess, but, you know, it's something else.
Well, you mentioned your family. You know, your family has come to visit you and actually see a few Petes games. Could you tell us maybe offhand how many games they've seen? And I hear a rumor that you have some family in Alabama who actually get together and have barbecues and watch you. Is that correct?
Yeah, they get a big projector and fry up the barbecue and have a good time watching the Petes play. And
So. Wow, that's unbelievable. So just talking maybe a little bit about your parents as well. Obviously, you know, they had a lot invested in your hockey career, having you go to the prep school. Just maybe what's their opinions of the OHL game and you playing for the Peterborough Petes?
Well, my mom and dad, I have to thank them for everything. You know, they got me here. Without them, I don't know where I'd be right now. But, you know, they like the OHL. My dad knew what it was about, like all the great players that come from the CHL and the OHL. Especially, and you know, it's what I wanted, and they agreed with me. You know, the NCAA route was there, but you know, the OHL was the place I wanted to play.
Now, you've had a change in coaches so far this season, Coach Finley, now Coach Hull. What have you learned from each of those coaches in your first season, knowing that it's been such a big adjustment for you?
You know, I learned to shoot the puck a lot, and you know, everything, you got to work your bag off each shift, and they notice everything. Teams notice everything from a little block shot to chipping the puck in deep when you have to. And, you know, it's the little things that a lot of teams and the coaches notice that you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned hard work and, you know, never taking a shift off. Is that something that you have always done or have really tried to focus on this year being your first season in the OHL?
Yeah, I've always done it, but especially here, I needed to focus on that, like, shift in, shift out. You gotta work, give it everything you got, play with heart, and it helps a lot. You know, if you back check harder, you might get a break later that shift in front of the net, or you know, you block a shot and get down the ice, and you know, all the little things help.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was actually very present so much in today's game as well. But talk maybe a little bit about your cycling game. It's very good here. You're hard on the puck, as you mentioned, and you're a hardworking player. Was that what your forte was as well for St. Mary's?
Yeah, a little bit. I like to battle in the corners, but I was more of a playmaker, and you know, I brought that to this game too with my skill. And you know, I try to use my hard work, and the skill comes as the puck comes to you. And down in the corners, you always have to battle, and you know, one-on-one battles, you have to win them all, and creates opportunities.
Now, this Peterborough Petes team didn't exactly have the greatest start to the season, but the second half has been a completely different story, one of the Cinderella stories in all of the OHL. Came up a little bit short, but knowing that every single game down the stretch has just been nail-biting for you guys, the amount of pressure. What's that like playing in those pressure-filled situations every single game? Do you think you rise to the occasion?
Yeah. You got to love it, though. The fans cheering and all your teammates are looking at you. You know you got to get the job done. And it's really exciting playing in. We needed the win today, and it was, you know, but come short. But you got to bring everything every game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've had some pretty big moments so far in your young OHL career, and you've had a couple big assists in the last few games, and you had a really big shootout goal against the Mississauga Steelheads. What's been so far the most important moment for you as a Peterborough Pete, or as just a player in general in the OHL, that you can truly hang your hat on and say, you know what, I'm happy that I did this because of the situation, or just it showed, you know, how I am either as a player or as a person?
Yeah, I'll go with the two assists two nights ago in Kingston. It was a huge game for the team, and my line mates, we went out there knowing we had to get the win, and, you know, I got two assists, but, you know, I was working hard the whole game, and nothing was happening the first period, but kept my nose to it, and then later down the road we won the game.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That just kind of shows, it's a little bit of an illustration of what kind of player he is. Two assists has been, you know, your biggest accomplishment, and what you feel that has been, you know, quite important in your OHL career so far. So that just says the kind of person you are, and, you know, for maybe scouts or either players or, you know, people watching at home who have never seen you play, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Playmaker, hard worker, play all three zones, and I like to look for the pass, but, you know, I can put the puck in the net when I have to, and, you know, I play with heart, and I want to win every hockey game, win every shift, and that's the kind of game I bring every game.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for doing this. I know it's been a little bit of a tough circumstance for you sitting here with me this afternoon, but you've done a fantastic job. Good luck in the NHL draft and, of course, throughout your rest of your hockey career.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's Greg Betzold of the Peterborough Petes here with me on HockeyProspect.com.